It's 8:13 on a Wednesday morning on AM 910 WJCW. Carl and Anik with you, and we're joined on a Wednesday about this time by Bill Hall from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning again, Carl. Good morning, Alec, and it's wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me. So, real estate.
Real estate. Let's talk real estate for the next 10 minutes or so.
Let's talk about the third quarter earnings being so high, and a lot of companies, the third quarter has been a real home run for them. A lot of companies reporting good earnings, driving the market up for the last 2 days. I think that's huge. That's great news. The only part that's bad news maybe is that the companies like Wells Fargo are reporting that in their third quarter they're down 50% in loans. The amount of loan
problems. People just not applying for loans.
They're just not. They have slowed way down. Citibank 34% down.
That 7% interest is very.
It's an eye opener. If you're thinking about 3 and you get 7, it's an eye opener. And some areas, we had 2%. Mortgage rates. I think I financed my house and it was like 3.3 or something like that. So 7 is high, and we're moving closer to probably to 8 before this show's going to be over. It's going to be about 8.5, I think, is going to be about where we're going to top out at the year end.
Well, you remember you talked about how you remember it being like, 18 and 21,
right,
stuff like that.
Right.
I just realized that, but houses were $35,000.
Well, they were less expensive, but also, back then salaries were lower.
Right.
A lot of things were lower, so it's all comparable, thinking. Now have house prices increased beyond the increase in salaries? Yes, they have. They went through the roof with the pandemic when we discovered that we were 5 million houses short for Americans that wanted to live in a house. We didn't have 5 million of them, enough for them. And so that's been slowly working our way out of that number, but
then you turn right around and here's a war that sends inflation right up again.
I mean, the war definitely contributed to the inflation, but everything else has contributed to, like, 20 years of non-inflation. Okay, that would help, that would affect it,
during which you've said in times past that not nearly enough replacement homes were being built. Is that correct?
Exactly. We have not.
Or new homes, really.
We have not built enough new homes for the last 20 years.
Wow.
And so we shorted ourselves about 5 million when everybody went, I'm all in. And we found out we were short 5 million. So that's really a good thing for the housing market, because as we go into this fourth quarter, and I think that I don't want people to overreact, but I think that you're going to hear nothing but recessionary talk in the media, because we're already there. They just haven't woke up to it yet. You're going to see that it's going to be a little challenging to get the prices that we were getting during the pandemic for our houses. So I don't think the house prices are going to roll back anything substantial. I mean, there is some talk from the economists saying that there is some possibility of prices rolling back for as much as 7% in some areas. But I think in our area, because
rolling back 7% of the sale price.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in some areas.
Yeah, I understand.
I think in our area, because we've had more of a stable type growth in comparison to the other parts of the country, we may see overall sale prices roll a percent or two. I think that mainly it's going to challenge us realtors to do a better job of pricing our houses to what the current market trends is, and not what they were 3 months ago and 6 months ago.
That's got to be depressing, though. That's got to be depressing to have to come to somebody and go, okay, you 6 months ago, you could have gotten $575,000.
You don't do it that way. So here's what you do. You say, currently, this is where we should market your house at this price to get the maximum amount of dollars for it.
Right.
And so you can't ever say what it could have been, because you don't know if it could have been.
Well, I'm just saying that as a buyer, that's what I would be going, well, 6 months ago, I got $575,000.
Yeah.
Well, should have sold then.
Yeah. And the answer is yes, you should have sold then. But, Jerome Powell, which is the chairman of the Federal Reserve, said his comment yesterday was the red-hot housing market is over. And it is. The red-hot housing market is over. And so, that'll be a good thing as far as us getting back to a stable market.
I was
going to
say,
buyers and
a
sellers
bit less,
less
turbulence,
volatility.
Yeah.
Not so much of a reactionary panic mode in terms of buying a house. It's going to be better overall. But we're looking at the fourth quarter being a challenge, and into 2023 being an economic challenge for us in general, not just in the housing market. And that's just the way I see it, and mine's just an opinion. The the other thing that was really interesting, I thought, I read a report on the Kaysen-Schiller. Kaysen-Schiller's been, is an index, and they've been doing, they've been reporting for the last 42 years, I think. And we have the largest and remember this word because we talked about it a couple weeks ago, deacceleration. Mm-hmm. We have the, they have said yesterday or the day before yesterday, they had the largest deacceleration in the history of the index.
In other words, home prices shot up, but it's coming down now.
In the last 2 months.
Wow.
That's it. And that's, and that's a statement. I mean, it's more of like a lot of people are on a more of a pause mode. The Federal Reserve, they said the rates are the highest level it's been since 2002, you know, that they've had as far as increases. So there's a lot of information out there. But the main thing is that when the lending slows down, it's usually an indicator that that whole genre is going to slow down. The whole housing
sector
is going to slow down.
Yeah.
And it's expected. I mean, we expected it to slow down.
But people, nevertheless, are buying and selling homes. I mean, the offtick of this is what? Maybe percentage-wise that you're talking about.
Oh, well, more of a balanced market, I think, Carl. I think that, you know, that it's not really a bad thing. Yes, I mean, you're not going to get, like Alex said, that $500,000 maybe that you thought you were going to get 6 months ago for your house. Maybe you're going to get $475,000 now. You know, it's not drastic. The fall off hasn't been drastic, and we're going to see a more of a gradual balancing of the market where we have buyers and sellers coming together in a more uniformed approach rather than 10 buyers for every seller, you know, and that's been a challenge that we've been working on for the last 2 years. So I think that it's time to come out of it now, and we're going to get more of a balanced market. It's going to be overall, it's going to be great for the housing market as well as the economy, is to see, you know, buyers and sellers getting together and collaborating on what a fair price for your real estate is. And see, and here it is, when the market changes like this, guys, people who are thinking about making a real estate transaction, if you've thinking about it at all, you better bring in a professional who knows this market, because otherwise you could get caught on the short end of either side of this stick, and it's not going to be pretty.
Yeah.
So really bring in a professional like myself or one of my folks at Premier, and we can, you know, help navigate you through it, because it's not going to be, it's not cut and dry, and it's not just a wham bam, thank you man, put the house on the market and we're going to and sell it for that $500,000 anymore. It's to put your house on the market and let's get it sold, but let's have a strategy to do that with a plan in place, knowing all the variables that have to do with getting our house priced correctly.
You've told us, Bill, in times past, many times, that there had been an influx into this market of people who were not planning to move here, but simply came in to buy homes. Cowboys, I called them. Snap them up. Is that still going on?
That is still going on. So there are major companies that are buying real estate all over the country and then either reselling them or, more importantly, renting them out, because they understand that there's a huge need for rental real estate, especially in existing homes where it's not an apartment, it's a house where they can have a yard and the kids can play in it and they can put my dog in the backyard and let him or her run around.
Right.
So those houses are very, very desirable. We call those existing homes. Well, as the prices continue to balance out, existing homes sales are going to be what those companies that they're called RETs are looking for in terms of
RETs.
Yeah, real estate investment companies is what they are. And they're huge. I mean, they're huge. So, and they'll come in and they'll overpay because they have so much money. So it's like they're almost like having a indefinite supply of money, because remember they're in the market, so they've got tons of investment dollars at their disposal.
But that puts people who live here, you know, and have normal sources of income at a real disadvantage.
It makes it tough. We don't have as many of those transactions happening in our area as more of the metropolitan areas do, but we still have them. I mean, we still have them. They're not totally gone away, but we've seen right now a 20% decline in existing home sales over last year. That's huge.
That's huge.
That's huge. And this is we talked about last week, the seventh month we're in of a decline, you know, of declining sales. So, you know, these are all signals that what we have to look forward to is more of a balanced market where everybody can get a home if they really want one and qualify for one. And yes, you're going to pay more on your interest rates. And if you think they're going to go back down, don't wait. Just get a refinance when they do go, if and when they do go back down. I don't think they're going to go back down in a very long time. I mean, it took my lifetime to see them get around 2 to 3%. And and it took a long time to get them to 7. I think they're going to be sitting around 7 to 9 for the next few years.
This might be a mortgage person's question, but I have a question about that mortgage insurance. What do you have to do to not have to pay that?
Okay, so there's different loan products that have that not built into them, but in reality they are. Mm-hmm. They just call it something different.
Yeah.
But so private mortgage insurance is something that happened out of the Great Recession when the federal government says, hey, you know, we can't be hung out on the limb for all these. People want to get a house. They're going to have to get some insurance to cover that in case they don't pay. At least we'll get paid. And that, mm-hmm. that came down from the federal government regulations. But private mortgage insurance, you have to own 20% or more in your house.
Okay.
I mean, the bottom line is if you buy a house and you put 20% down, you don't have to get PMI, private mortgage insurance. But if you get an 80%, 90% loan, in most cases you have to get the private mortgage insurance. Okay. And so when your house gets to a part where you're 80% equity and you get a reappraisal done on it, that will fall off immediately.
Okay.
Cool. When the lender feels like you're at that point, they'll drop it. But really, it needs to be initiated by you and pay attention to it because private mortgage insurance, folks, is not cheap. It could be $100 a month. It could be $200 a month. You know, are you paying it now?
Yeah, I think so. And I think I put 20% down too.
Okay. So that needs to be looked at. And we can talk after we get off the air about that one. Okay. But yeah, that's the key. Private mortgage insurance, I think, is a huge waste of money if you don't have to have it.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
I mean, that's the bottom line. But again, just to recap what we talked mm-hmm. about here, the sky's not going to fall down, okay? And real estate is not going to be a bad thing. We're not going to go through what we went through in the Great Recession. Of course, there's nothing great about it, but I mean, I hate to even give it that title, but so nothing's going to drastically happen. How it feels right now is about how it's going to feel for the next year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So however that feels to you right now is about how it's going to feel. And so panic is not something we want to do. Traditionally what happens is when people hear about this stuff on it, via the media, which I think that the fourth quarter, that's all they'll be hearing about it next to Christmas ads. The thing that people usually do is do nothing. They stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what actually really causes the wheels to stop moving, and then we're really in a recession.
Yeah.
You know, when they stop. So don't stop what you're doing. Just pay attention to what you're doing. That's the message here.
That's a good credo for life in general there, too. Yeah. Bill Hall joins us every Wednesday around 8:15, talking real estate for buyers and sellers in Northeast Tennessee. Brought to you by and sponsored by Premier Homes and Properties, his company. How can folks get in touch?
Easy to call me. My office number is 530-7077, or my cell number, which is 423-946-7575. Call me if you have a question about putting your house on the market or wanting to buy one. I have both answers for you right now. Let's go. and then the other thing I want to tell you is if you have a need for somebody, a contractor or something, get done around the house, call me. Let me see if I can put you in touch with people that can help you there, that give you good, credible work.
Sounds good. 946-7575. Bill Hall, we'll talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.